Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing the word to our hearts for this hour. Bring conviction to the listeners of this message. Open eyes to see of the times that we're in. And Father, I thank you for your anointing that's present to break and destroy every yoke in Jesus' name. To the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? To the book of Mark, St. Mark, chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse 34. Mark 12, verses 34. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that thirst asks him anything. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Combining these scriptures, we want to use for a topic. Thank God you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. Thank God you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. Jesus told us that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things that we're seeing and to hear the things we're hearing. And many prophets have foretold of the times that we're in. As the prophet Joel saw that God would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and how sons and daughters would prophesy, and we are seeing that being fulfilled right now. But what God is doing today, he's working salvation in the midst of this earth, but he needs vessels that he can work through in order to reach those who still don't know Jesus, and to bring in this last harvest. But I want you to thank God, my friend, that you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. And because we're in the kingdom, we could expect greater attacks, assaults, threats. In fact, the battles we're facing is greater than any time in our life. But because we're in the kingdom, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Now, the Bible didn't tell us weapons would not be formed. He said, but no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. But thank God you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. Many things Jesus also told us would happen in the last days. Number one, he talked about deception in Matthew chapter 24. On your spare time, read that whole chapter. Because a question was asked Jesus as to when shall these things be in the end of the age or the end of the world. The first thing Jesus mentioned was about deception. But you're in the kingdom for such a time as this for a reason. I want you to keep listening. Thank God right now, pause for a moment, and thank God if you're saved, you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. But if you're not saved, keep listening, because I want to show you how you can become a part of the kingdom for such a time as this, because if you're outside of the kingdom, you're in a dangerous position. So Jesus said deception will be taking place in the end times. Number two, he spoke about false prophets, false teachers, people talking about stuff that's not Bible based. What disturbs me so much is that people, the Bible told us that they would have itching ears, wanting to hear something that's funny. They wanted to hear something that will entertain them. But my friend, there's no funniness and there's no entertainment if you're bound in sin. There's no joy in darkness. And yet Jesus said men love darkness rather than light. But the danger about being in darkness is that you don't know where you're going. So Jesus spoke about false prophets, false teachers, and people telling people all kind of things that's not even backed by the Bible. And what's sad, people are becoming made merchandise of, and they become victims because they don't know. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And then Jesus spoke about famines. Look at the news, and I know you're all watching the news, my friend. There's famines of all sorts, shortages. I've never heard of shortages of coins, shortages of baby milk, shortages of food, shortages of jobs. I mean, famines of all kinds, shortages, you name it. It's like we're encountering it. There was a time there was a rationing on gas, on water. Certain states had to ration their water usage. A famine. Whole rivers are drying up. I never in my days heard of all what's happening today, but Jesus told us that it would be famines, but he didn't go into detail as to the kind of famines, but we are seeing it today. But thank God you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. Then he spoke about pestilence, which is infectious diseases. Look at what has happened the last 3 to 4 years. This Corona 19, and from that particular variant, other diseases developed and formed. Other sicknesses hitting people, and we're talking about millions of people have actually swapped time for eternity because of this pestilence called COVID-19. But Jesus told us that in the last days, we will see infectious diseases. Once again, he didn't pinpoint what the name of the disease would be, but he told us it would take place. But thank God you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. And then he spoke about earthquakes in different places. You look on the news and you see earthquakes hitting in different states in America. Earthquakes that people never thought, never dreamed would ever occur in certain states. California, they've been known for earthquakes, but when earthquakes start hitting in the middle part of the country, Jesus told us earthquakes in diverse places. And then he said, listen, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And what happened now, there are places on the planet where the gospel used to be closed. The door have now been opened, or better yet, God has taken the door off the hinge, because there are many nations that's opening up to the good news of who Jesus is, that Jesus is their only answer. But thank God you're in the kingdom, my friend, for such a time as this. And then Jesus told us in Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. In Mark 16:15, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. As Jesus worked with them back there, he can't work with us today because we're not going. But you see, you're in the kingdom for such a time as this for a reason. I want to help you to understand something. You're not saved just to keep from going to hell, and you're not saved just to go to heaven when you leave this planet. There's a purpose in your life of God saving you. There's a reason why he picked you among other people. I want you to stop and think about something. Why did God select you? Why did he save you? And there are other people you know might not be saved, but they too can come into the kingdom. But I want you to thank God you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. And now let me help you to understand why you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. Number one, to be salt to those who have no taste. Jesus said you are the salt of the earth. What is salt used for? To preserve, to give flavor. And notice, when you're in sin, you don't have no taste. You're bland. It's almost like eating soup with no salt, food with no flavoring. But Jesus said you are the salt of the earth. So we're in the kingdom to be salt to those who have no taste. Number two, we're in the kingdom to be a signpost pointing men to Jesus. I want you to grab what I'm saying. You're in the kingdom, my friend, to point men to Jesus Christ, not point men to an organization, not pointing them to a denomination, not telling them about who your pastor is, what church you belong to, how big the church might be, how small the place is, how much the pastor's shoes cost. No, for all that's foolishness. You're in the kingdom to be a signpost pointing men to Jesus Christ. You've been traveling and you see a little signpost with an arrow talking about eat at a particular place. That signpost is pointing you to a restaurant. Note something. That signpost is not pointing you to the post or the light, quote unquote. It's pointing you to a direction. If you're hungry, come and eat at this particular place. Well, my friend, you're in the kingdom to be a signpost, a neon sign, because Jesus said you are the light of the world. So if you're a light, you're supposed to expel the darkness. And see, darkness is expelled when light shows up. But you see, you're in the kingdom to be a signpost pointing men to nobody but Jesus Christ, because nobody else paid man's sin debt but Jesus. You're in the kingdom, my friend, to be a witness to others that Jesus is the only answer. There's so much happening today. So many things are being spoken today, having people thinking that there's another way to get to heaven. People are so convinced that they could do X, Y, Z. They could do this. They could do that. But apart from all what people are doing from a natural standpoint, there's only one way to heaven, my friend, and that's through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Stay tuned for part two of Thank God You're in the Kingdom for such a time as this.